Simon Kurzweilig sein.
I'm a car that Philo works for. Mikva Taisus Mem Zayin and Vezi Vanas Mem Zayin Three Shitas. Philo Snidaloi Sivkra Behedya Don Say Beferish. Perish of Yudah Goy Nath and Kachomi Mago. The Mago needs Tfila. So in Tfila, Koshkin, the Atzma, if you touch a Nida, you need Tfila, Koshkin. The Isha itself needs Tfila. And the time of Parish, says the Makar, is from Avezai and Hamabes, is Achbe may need a Yiskata Mayim, Mayim should need a Tevelis Baham, Kamehim Memsa. I think Mar says that it's Mayim which need a Toiva, what is Memsa? So from here we see Makar that already goes to the Mekar. And Yisuk says the third mahalach, he says that Tia bin Yidasling, where Shabbos Amdam obeys, Tia bin Yidasling, she tabi mayim, that she stays Tomei Znida until she comes into the water. The Rambam says the fourth mahalach in the Karat Dava, the Rambam says, Perek Da'alach HaGimel, Tala Kosev Shem Ruchs V'mayim, Zeh bin Yav v'chol tumah, she'tumasi ashet yitval. So bin Yav, that all tumah stays tummy to yitoyval, and that's going to be makar that a lady has to, that the tumah goes off, I day tefillah. So the Chayim Shtel in the first mahalach, excuse me, four mahalach, three mahalach, and Tosfos, and mahalach, the Ram is going to be a fourth mahalach. The Chayim Shtel and Tosfos, the first mahalach, is the reason why you have to, we know that tefillah works, the Kav Chayim v'maga, the Amad of Maga, you go to mikvah, the halacha is that your tame, koshkin, she herself, the halacha is that you need a mikvah to take it off. So Chanan tells that the two halachim tarvias to nida. There's tumah v'tayra, and then there's the esser labayah, like we mentioned in the last sermon. So he says he understands the in tumah that it works, that kalchim v'magah could work. But the esser labayah, that tefillah's matter esser, mechatesa tefillah gematar esser, and stam. Where do we find that Maisa Tfilah Gematar Isser? Mechatesa can be Matar Isser. And we find Tfilah takes off Tumah, but where do we find that Tfilah takes off the Isser? What do you say? What do you have to do? Maybe you have to say Kamiya, maybe you don't have to do anything, maybe, I don't know, there could be many possibilities. Maybe you don't have to go to Mikvah, maybe it just goes off automatically, maybe you have to say Ashi Yatzar, I don't know. But the question is, what will be the Makar that such a thing away. So he mentioned in the previous year, there's machlekes in the Echarinim, the Issa Labayla. Is Issa Labayla just like to soften the tumma? That being that she is tummy, so there's ramifications of tumma. Ramification of tumma number one is you touch somebody, that person comes tummy. Another ramification of tumma is that you're Issa Labayla, being that you have a tumma in you, there's going to be Issa Labayla. Toys of Baba Kamandaf Yid Aleph. As a mashmois, he's mechalik between Isser and Tumah, kapi didin of Saksveka, the chilik rishiyas, that Safa Tumash is the yachid is Tomei, Safa Tumash is Ram is going to be Tar. So Taisa says, Yesh lechalik between Isser and Tumah, that's only klal by Tumah. Hashem came to Isser, by Isser, you're not going to say such a thing. So Shmaitz and Aleph Yudbez wants to say that. Taisa splits it, yeah. Says neither the bayla is not mishum tumah. Based on Tosis, the Shmaitzis says neither the bayla is not mishum tumah. Neither the bayla is not going to be tumah tiketin. Ela mashasul the bayla mishum esa neither shabat it's separate esa. Shemachik kol the bayla have like moishar isuri. Tell you even in chiluk rishus. There's this regular suffik isuri lechumra klalim, and then there's tumah tiket klalim. Tumah there's a class of tumah shiachas tameh, so tumah shadam is going to be tar. So Tosis zak Tosis that only applies to tumah. When you're dealing with the Isser Labayla, that's not going to apply. Look at Shmaitz, what's the Shmaitz? At the Isser Labayla, it's some regular Isserim Dikadin. And therefore, it's going to have a regular call Isser. Mashengen, we're dealing with Tumah, that's Tumah Dikadin, and it's really two separate parashas. I mentioned a lot of times, that's Machlekes and Dolei. So Chanan's bothered by, so we have Makar for the Isser Tumah. But how do you know that you come? How do you know that the Isser goes off? So first of all, I want to say maybe it's a Teilada, like the other side. If the Isser, the Baila is because of the Tumah, so once the Tumah comes off, automatically then the Isser, the Baila comes off, and the Tali Zabizah, and therefore once one comes off, the other one comes off. Then Rav Chanan asks from that Toisvis, the Toisvis is Mechalik and Isser the Tumah, Tumah Tali Mechalik Rishuyas, the Isser Chalik and Sadech, the Isser Sex Waker. If it's the Isser Tali and the Tumah, it's a Kiran Shpal.
between them. If he says back shver, what's the set of davar? How does, you know, as we know that the mikvah works for the taira, how do you know it works for the bailo? So I want to say that maybe the set of davar is that it's shami yeshem hadisak tefila isa nida in mishum isa betel mituma. Tell me you'll finish them is mituma. Give them a sasum first. We'll give them a sabamba. Keep the line of tefila. Even though it's not mamish teilada, but since by maga it goes off into a mikvah, and this is the makar, so mustaver. What then? The issa also goes off, and it's going to be main of mamitzino. You'll insult him first. That's how you know the issa is going to go. Some sefer in Tshuva says this is what bothered in Simchat Tzedek Daled. He says the battle like so by a parsha writes recommendation. If someone gets tefillah, like how like the battle of Kulnu, actually by tefillah. Says Tosis and Chagig was a little bit bothered by that, by this question, on the, that if he only holds the kavachomer, how do you know it only works for kapek tumah? But how do you know kapek is the battle? The Yash David Behag, the Chassid Sefer wants to say the pshita the gam parsha nidah she parsha mitzera, the parsha of tumah taira, the parsha of mitzera, which is tumah taira, also mentions it's right, the battle. The cause of Shem that they need this olive, and they need the Shem that the Shuah is your chas, the label of fresh baby chai, if you said the olive. Kim is just going to the Bible, basic crawl, they have a special call my the cause of Shem. And since Tefillah says by Tyrus, the Kalchem Yamaga, who didn't call Shem the Bible, is going to be Nephilah in this. So just inside of it, we have basically, we have, as we said, we have four Makaris, what the Makar for Tefillah's Nida, three in Tyson, one in the Rambam. The Rishonim are bothered by if the whole thing is a Kalchem Yamaga. Maybe that's only for Tumah, not for Issa the Baila. So one answer is to say the Issa is totally the Tumah. That's one answer. Some are kind of like that. The Shemaitza and the Rechonim once say the place of Kamin Alf is not that the Issa is not totally the Tumah, it's two separate parshiyos for how you can learn it out. So the Rechonim once say maybe it's like Mahatzino. And the Tzusei wants to say that since in the parsha of Tumah also Lunat Sundine Nida, some Stumah, Nichlan the Kabbalah also is the Yisera Dabra that. It's gonna the tefillah is gonna work for work for that. Fine. Right, so the Gemara's machlekes.
The point that Rambam is gonna be, you don't need to come out the background.
Fine. The Gemara's machlekes in a couple of places in Shas where tefillah is mana is a mitzvah, tefillah is mana not a mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah for one to go ahead as quickly as possible to go to the mikvah, or tefillah is mana is not a mitzvah? On the tzad tefillah zmana is lav mitzvah, what's the taich? The pshat is, a lot of the taich is that a lot of it is still a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. It just means that there's no rush that you have to go to the mikvah right now. There's no rush, you have to do a bizmana. We're not, the machlekes over here is not, is there a mitzvah to go to the mikvah? A lot of the kibshir, there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah, the said it of is there a mitzvah to go right away? You have to get it off, you don't want one person to have tumma on him. Or is the, or there's no chiyav to go right away. So what's what were these other cards you mentioned? Is there any to go to mikvah? So what's the makar to his man a mitzvah? Rashi Yom Dav Ches says the ksiv chetoy b'yom shvi the chibis begad rachatz that it says that you have to go b'yom shvi loybal ala tefillah shetiv b'yom shvi. It's telling you that the tefillah has to be b'yom shvi. That's the makar for tefillah to his man a mitzvah. The man that was to his man a lav mitzvah. Hi, we have a pasuk. So Rashi says the next Rashi, "Hi, chetet drashim l'misach kedushin." You have a different drasha. I'm like, this is not going to use the drasha for a different drasha. And basically, said machlekes is, do we have a drasha from the Makor that you have to get off the tumah right away, or there is no such makor? It's interesting. Rashi on Peches says, "What's the makor to zman a mitzvah?" It's like Rashi, "By yelifnis erev yirchatz." It's mashma like. When it gets lifted, it's Arab, your chas have to go right away. Therefore, it's midaych. Rashi is a different makar. He says, also in the pasuk Dvarim Chalkim, it says, you lifted, it's Arab, your chas. It seems to be different to Mahavan Rashi or Steer Rashi. So, say if a need as a rechas about, like, out of what the Pshat Rashi says, different things, different places. Is the makar out, you lifted, it's Arab, your chas? Or is it out, the chit, you be a mashri, you have a spagad, that's the makar for Tfilah's man of mitzvah. So the Gemara mitzvah chlekes in the Gemara, whether we say tefillah is a mitzvah, you're not. So the dover is why it should be a mitzvah. The mitzvah of the part is that a person shouldn't have to mourn him. You want to get off as quickly as possible. Therefore, we're trying to get to more as quick as possible. Therefore, that's going to be say tefillah is not a mitzvah, and non-mitzvah is not a mitzvah. Suppose we have no such makar to such a concept. How do we paskin? So Tais brings down machlekes. B'tam paskin tefillah is my lav mitzvah. He says that tefillah is my lav mitzvah. Other rishonim paskin that tefillah b'zmana would yes be considered a mitzvah. Machlekes rishonim. How do we paskin? In Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber brings down. Anyone have Shulchan Aruch over there? Yes, as well, if he says, any need is of your list, me to must be like Tvili after the mikvah. If you look at the Kamishan, the Chayyid Kars, the Balakasan, and the King Tavlu Karoi, the mikvah, you have to do a proper Tvili and a proper mikvah. Baal of the ear, so that's when we pass the Tvili lab mitzvah, but there's another reason why one should go to the mikvah. It's Baal of the ear, mitzvah, look for his man, it's like, well, me peruvu. I feel a lot of achas. Even though we pass in tefillah b'zman to be soid is lav mitzvi, and the tefillah b'zman is shaila is not just talking about just by need. That's my all tumas. All tumas should get rid of tumas as quick as possible. So even though we pass in tefillah b'zman lav mitzvi, when you're dealing with husband and wife, there's a bzinder reason to go to the mikvah. Why? Halts mitzvahs peruvu. There's a chiyuv to have peruvu, to have a boy and a girl, and therefore azak in the cave, and therefore being a chiyuv. Therefore, you mechuyev the mitzvah kapanim to go to mikvah as quickly as possible in order to not to be about the mitzvahs peruvu. And Rex is he says we're not noyik litva afil me avela kosh mitzvah v'yom kippur. Three times we're noyik not to go to the mikvah. We have chizman la mitzvah. That is the kippur. Tisha B'Av, we're not going to the mikvah because Tisha B'Av is not a mitzvah. Who are then when she's in Avilus, being that she don't go to the mikvah. When you're in Avilus, I like commanding her to any mitzvah because no one goes to the mikvah. But come on, if the husband's in the city, it's the mitzvah of his manna. Because we find Yeshua is Nenesh Al-Bitlis is so of Peruvu, Laila Achas. And therefore, there's Indian Al Peruvu to go ahead and.
If he's in Avilus, working
out
the air, so no
shaker
or
no shaker. So we'll get that in a second, okay? And then he brings down the famous Zayar. If she's Msarchas Litvaka, the Tsar's Baila, if she doesn't go to Mikvah, the Tsar's Baila, very Ibiyada, it's a Tabra there. Saver Zayar, in Swedish, and Sabbath, she's Isaac and Grimms, Kamarois Bailam, causes many evil things to happen in the world. Unless he doesn't care. But the lady doesn't go to the mikvah and she wants to be a star of Baal, of course, this is very bad things to happen. And it's a davar chamer for a lady not to go to the mikvah. Anyhow, so in terms of why Isha has to go to the mikvah, so right, so the couple have been chesbain, it's why it's Megiddo. Tefillah b'zman and mitzvah, reason number one, we pass in tefillah b'zman and mitzvah. Reason number two is also mitzvah peruvu, you have to have children, therefore that's going to be chayev a lady to go to mikvah as quickly as possible, and baal be'ir, if it be tefillah b'zman and mitzvah, you don't need to husband, it's a din in ultimus, you don't want to have them on you. If it's also peruvu, it's on the gay, if peruvu is on the gay, if husband's in the city, then if not, there'll be no rush to go to the mikvah, being that we hold tefillah b'zman and mitzvah. Besides Peruvu, the other reasons brought down the place in why a lady's supposed to go to Mikvah as quickly as possible. Even Peruvu is not a gear. Why? You have children, number one, or she's pregnant, nursing, birth control, where Peruvu would not be Negeya. There's still, and if you should go to Mitzvah, it's Mitzvah Saina. There's a Mitzvah to have Aina. And how's the Mitzvah Saina? You're supposed to go to the Mikvah as quickly as possible, Mitzvah the. Mitzvah. Like some Sefer discusses that the Negeya Lel Mikvah night, something in the Tshuva whether we consider the Mitzvah night, are we going to matter certain kulas v'alach because of it. Like the famous some Sefer, he says, Hach Mitzvah Lot Tfilin M'chodesh Me'achorinim. The this that the lom tefila is a mitzvah is a chiddush of the achrayim. Ain't less sherish. There's no shemayin sherish such a thing. Kimash no bisev shemishami. The mutter is shamish nei ravan. The only heter is that the lach is when there's no food around or b'makom that there's a matzav of tzar in the world. It's usher for some to have tashmish. And it says over there that it's mutter to have tefila on the loina. Only if you have children. That which you say to his mind is a mitzvah. Like this, to encourage the ladies to go to the mikvah. Because they wouldn't think that there's a mitzvah in a chiyuv to go the first night, so it's always very, very stressful when they go to the mikvah. And if it wouldn't be like a chiyuv and they'd have to go, they wouldn't go. We really can't be satisfied for the Baal Pasvasali, but if we wouldn't have made up this concept of telling everyone there's a grace of mitzvah the first night, and you have to do it, so it's very hard for ladies to go to the mikvah and stressful, and therefore they just wind up going. Therefore, we made up this thing that tefillah bizman a mitzvah, that is an Indian the first night, and it's a grace of mitzvah. And Batsim, he says, Batsim is no such makar. He said, will be the problem. We'll come to the husband will come to Hirachas v'shalom. Tam zeshek v'im beres minakas, like if shem bekez zarecha, the bekeim beres, like z'nam nechle shabbos in the chab, and come ikim b'smitam anal. And the chuzay is ain't daiti, neit v'lat v'lavi atzmei, they suffer karis, but ain't that some of the vest, he's not going to go ahead and be. Because the chuzay is saying, Batsim, this concept that the bell mikvah night is a mitzvah. He said that's made up. He's also shemakar. It was just basically to encourage your wife to go to mikvah, and otherwise they wouldn't go. And we found that her after the husbands, and that's them. There is no such makar. It's just like so. Obviously, don't tell your wife this, right? It's the same stage, right? You know, they do it. Regular aina, forget it. We only do the first night. You want to know regular aina? You have to down now. Ramosha writes in Tshuva that the reason why the lel mikvah is a mitzvah is because the chiyav aina is whenever the isha wants, whenever she's mishtei kakas, whenever she wants and she's interested, then there's a chiyav halts mitzvahs aina. In a normal marriage, when she goes to the mikvah, there's going to be a shtei kakas, and therefore that's the reason why the mikvah night has a din of. What we're taking out of Chassam Sefer is more that there's another reason why she has to go to the mikvah right away is how the husband shouldn't come and date her. That's another reason. So far we said for Ravu, we said this is Aina, is the husband shouldn't come and date her. Another reason Ramayisa mentions in Shuvah is that Isha is Meshuvah Levaila. Part of the contract of marriage is that Isha is Meshuvah Levaila. One of the Shibun Levaila is that she's equipped to make herself tar and be available for the husband. And al shiva the baila, that's another reason why she's mechuyev to go to the mikveh as quickly as possible. Some stavik is shiksa about avshleib is manoina, ikal shiva the baal. Think of the character of the manifestation is that so kids are there just be second. The reason why Isha is going to make right away is number one is Peruvu. Even after Peruvu is standing on Shabbos, it's not a gate to have children. We still have the Indian of some Asmus Sainu is supposed to go as quickly as possible. We have the writer of Hurim, some Sefer. We have Ramesha mentions one Shuvah Hurim, the other Shuvah mentions that she's from Shuvah the Miles. It's a Shubah which she's from Shuvah to go, and therefore. Therefore, she's mishubed to go. Okay, so let's start with that. We're not talking about this for now. In terms of if he's Michael, so if let's go. If they're carrying for Ravu, and let's say let's go a classical case, she doesn't go to Mikko. Why? Because it's they'll stay there, and she's going to be like she's embarrassed, and what's this? What? what's the meaning of the Nesed? So let's go through the reasons. So let's go there with Kayan Peru. We'll start that. So the Kayan Peru, Yom Peru. Elamai, what do we have? We have Mitzvah Saina. And we have, what? Shevis, the Pesach Shuvah says a Siman Aleph that Shevis is, you know, we'll do it, Kaseda. Leave the Bechaikis. Le'er al Tanach Yedecha. You have to do it once in a while. It's not the to pop one kib after the other. It just means that, no, it's great to have a big family. I have a large family. It's great. But so you're not mechuyev to. You have to be holding by it. You have to be able to. You have to handle it. You know, you have to be built for it. Where are we? Yeah, so we can say, let's say, so we have Aina, we have Urim, we have Shiva Labayla. So if they're Moichel, so outside of the Moichel, outside of the Moichel, Hurim, he holds it, it'll be okay. Technically, Api Cheshbin, it should come out that what?
She's Moichel or she's.
They're both Moichel, the couple of sides of the same. Huh? Technically, Api Cheshbin, it should come out that that's fine. If the kind was so fine. Moichel and Shiva discusses the case of the Mikvah in Muncie, that the Mikvah was very, very far. They had a mikvah all the way down the hill of Muncie, and Muncie was growing as before it exploded, but and moved up the hill, and from up the hill to down the hill is a good 20-25 minutes. You know, it's a nice walk. Some people it's 2 miles, and they want to know, can they build a mikvah up the hill and force the people down the hill to be mishtatef with the mikvah. So Moshe and Shiva says that if there's a mikvah in a city, if most people don't want it, so then the miyot can, if right want it, pastors, you can force it. But most people don't want the mikvah, and it's only a miyot. So he says that they don't have right to force. He says, because what are we dealing with? He says, Peruvu, usually it's Nanagay. Most times people go to the Mikvah, Nanagay Peruvu, right? Most people were Kain Peruvu, or even if they weren't Kain Peruvu, it was Nanagay. This time, in most cases, Nanagay Peruvu. LMI, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with that. LMI is Chuvim Isha Labaila. The Baal shouldn't come to her. Or. So he says that the problem is that if the Baal has a problem with coming to her, this is a very simple cheshbon. Either the Baal can be Meichel. If he feels that he can't be Meichel, so what's the big problem? Let her go to the Mikvah and let him walk her back. That's a big deal. So therefore he says that if Roy don't want it, you're not able to go in and force them, because technically a cheshbon is a good book. Now the Messiah in Kleisel is that we don't play around with the Mikvah night. Because if you start playing around with the Mikvah night, right, like we said before, your wife finds it stressful to go to the mikvah, it's normal. And it's not going to go away. Unless, fears. It's always stressful. Right? And it's always difficult for them. And things happen in life, and you start playing around with the mikvah night, and you start giving a terum, it gets complicated. And therefore, the Messiah and Kleisel is that we push very hard not to play around with the mikvah night, and you always try to go. Rave times when the lady does go and she's Maisa Nefesh, she's not Meshara. Usually the Peseder with it. It's a little embarrassing. Then the most times, I can say. Across the board, most times they're okay with the Yavet. Even maybe the Chile wouldn't have been so ideal. And there have definitely been many stories of people, you know, seeing Siyanta Shemayim and Mizechet have children because of it. Somebody just told me a story. The person who gave, Shurim. She gave a little story about, you know, everyone's my step school in the mikvah. So a lady just came over there and told her that she mom had a child like mom that week. She forced herself in Baruch Hashem. She was like, after a while, she was able to get pregnant. But so the kids in the story is that we pushed very hard, you know, to try to go to mikvah. It's mom, it's impossible, and it's. Yeah, you know, but starting with Easter, it's not so good to play around with. Not so that to play around with Mikanai, because you know where things lead to once you start playing around. Yeah, I've gotten shadows over the years. Like, if I can't wear makeup Friday night, then I'm not going to make up Friday night. I can't wear Shabbos makeup. So I tell them Shabbos makeup. Maybe the other we can make a day guy. Find a guy later. But. What do you say? It's not going to do it, yeah. But, however, saying, you know. And if you stop playing around with it, you know, it gets, or things happen, like my child's like, oh, she's got bad news, and I have koyach, you don't want to go to mikvah, because it's not, but that class not going to happen, right there. If it's mamish, like, what? It's right there. If you're able to, if it's a, it's always recommended to push off the hefsek taira, as opposed to the mikvah.
Why? That's considered
it's not as, it's not mamish lefanecha. It's mamish lefanecha, it's better to do that. And also, al stashkav shabai, it's better to do whatever. You know, that's that is also better to do. Right, if his mom is a shatachak, we are mako. Like, you know, like a lady called me recently, it was like 6 weeks before she was already cheshvening that her it's going to come out to a certain situation. Like, and she was really nervous for 6 weeks. So, like, I mean, I told her, like, don't worry about it, and whatever. But, right, it's that straight up aloha, it's mutter, it's not a scuffle, we try there, not to. It is, you tell, like, you know, you really should try, if your mom is can, it's okay. If your mom is can, then, you know, it's like, she feel a little bad not doing it, then, if she can, she can. So, sometimes you just can't, right? And it's not always, gets a tass of shale scuffle. A little more like this, but, right, it's not to die. What I say? No, it's also it's a mashu better than halach. What? That's who's minute. We don't choose minute. It's alamai.
Why is it better
than
halach?
What I say? No, it's not lefanecha. That's all.
It's all by bottle of beer.
What? It's all bottle of beer. Yeah. Seder, so there's no. What's the rush? Well, and all by is out. So it's not bitl vayter. Even as for Rebu, it's not a bitl mitzvah for Rebu not going one time. It's not a bitl mitzvah. It's an ichur mitzvah. In other words, it's not mitzvah lulav that he didn't shake lulav on sukkah. It's not bezman ibal to karbani. It's Rebu. It's a anything. Even not going to make bezman. Let's say even before Rebu. It's not a bitl Rebu. There's a mitzvah that goes quick as Rebu. Together to push it off, it's an ichor mitzvah. Therefore, I'm not saying there is mocking to be make a vayter. This can be horrifying. So, pusher can't do it. Not able to do it. So, right, we try pushing, but he's not able to. But
who cares if it gets spirals out of control? Like she always wants to push it off.
I'm saying it's eitzah teiva.
Who cares if she does?
What do you say? It's not a tzura of marriage. And it's not a tzura of anything.
It's all hashkafa.
What do you say?
All the bad is all hashkafa.
It's only hashkafa. What do you say?
No, I'm saying
they have to be part of Alfred. They have to share.
Also, even by the year, why isn't that left foot?
Okay.
Even ain't by the year, why isn't that left foot?
What do you say?
Even if ain't by the year, it should be left foot.
No, it's still you don't push it off. Out. Like some service says, why do we create in Kaisel this thing of, well, right? It's some service. Why do they create that? It's a grace of mitzvah. Otherwise, the ladies will have a hard time going. So if I'm going, and if we want to keep them going, so you don't. I say it's a story. You don't want to play around it. Fight her. If his mom is horrifying for her, or it's not possible for her to go, you want to? Do you have to go 2 o'clock in the morning? You know what? Say, no. Saying whatever. But like ladies in the shadows, it's the Chavetz Chaim. Then you know they're not going to the mikvah because it's the Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation speeches tonight. They can't miss it. Like it's the Ruchnius. Whatever. Like it's not. You know, it's not gonna die. To, what? What I say? What's that? Fine. Akapanem. So we all feel it's mine. What time is it? 5:01. So kids, we all battle. We must set up. Now, if the husband is not in the city, so then that's there's no reason to go to the mikvah because the husband's not in the city. There's no rush to go to the mikvah. In terms of how's it going to the going? Well, because he's going to show up suddenly. Saying it's like it's not a step right, we should push off. What? That what? That. I understand. Anyhow. So if. Now, it's what the Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva, says that the husband's not in the city. So the Shvus says that he should put a knife under the bed, under a pillow, and he should have a tinik in the room, because it's a sakana. A lot of deep tibukim, and it's a kind of for a lady to go to the mikvah when I was not there. And
what's
the
sakana?
Kama Mises of Dibukim.
Therefore,
maybe she's going to go. The Mises of the place being down that if she's going to the Mikvah, her husband's not in the city. So then, you should do these things. You should have like a knife under her pillow. Or a tunic in the room. Yeah, and it's schooly. What did I say? No, so where's in the gay? It's the gay in the mountains. He comes up Friday morning. So you can't go to Mikra Friday night. After, you know, before there was a Mikra in every bungalow colony, it used to be impossible to go to Mikra. And that's the whole shaitas about going Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon shaitas was asking the guys, that's the next week, you can go Friday afternoon or not. But that's one place in the gay. Or it's in the gay. It's not to say, why should he? He should come back and he should go to Mikvah. I just want to go before. That's why I personally want to do it. So therefore, in that situation, it's like the Shalosh Sakhali, they should have a knife under your bed, you have a tinek in the room, and I was Indian Sakhon. And the later I'm going to bring it down, some say it's interesting. Some say either one is enough, and some say you need both.
Don't check the tinek.
Some say. Like, it's just Zach and Shlomo said, both of them, you know, the Kav Chaim Lamasha brings down only one of them. We've got to get 1 minute. Kav Chaim Lamasha brings down one of them. Others bring down both of them. And the different space that whether you're going to need one or you're going to need both.
That's every night till you come back?
Right. So the Ben Shkai is a Masopik, is every single night, just one time. It says, Sakana, don't play around. Therefore, he says, you should go ahead and do every single night. Okay.
Are you done?